Wait, back up on me. You ain't even know me like that, yeah. Wait, back up on me. You ain't even know me like that, yeah. Lash out, that's a crime. Body bag, that's a fine. Lash out, that's a crime. Body bag, that's a fine. I've been on my nine, no time. 24/7, I've been on my nine.
The only routine that gives you a chance to learn is the routine that continues to change. Is that a routine or is that life? Are you going to live or are you going to stay on schedule? You don't wake up in the morning and clock the f*** in. You wake up in the morning and you open your eyes. When are you going to see? What do you need to do next?
What do you expect to happen next?
What are you waiting for? What you're expecting, it determines your actions.
I was talking to my friend,
and he was speaking about how people who work 9-to-5 jobs, they always complain about being tired. And he was saying it's funny because people will be at work anticipating being tired when they get home. People will be at work telling themselves, oh, when I get home, whew, I can't wait to lay in the bed. When they get home, even if they're not tired, they've already told themselves that they are tired and they're going to lay in the bed and waste time that they may not even go to sleep. It's been times you haven't even gone to sleep. You've laid in the bed and you've sat there 30 minutes rolling around. Not because you were sleepy, not because you were tired, but because that's routine. Is your routine getting in the way of your goals? Is the routine that you have, the things that you've always done, the things that you just have on your list, are they getting in the way of where you need to go? Is your routine your obstacle? It shouldn't be normal for you to give up. It shouldn't be normal for you to put your dreams aside. It shouldn't be normal to look at the things that you want and discourage yourself because you don't have enough time. What's time? You say you need an hour. But every day of the week, you say you need an hour, but you only got 10 minutes. 10 minutes for 6 days equals an hour, but you're not willing to take that 10 minutes because you want a whole hour.
Don't let your routine get in the way.
What is a routine? What is that? What does that mean? What is a routine?
It's control. You think you want control.
Is it comfortability? Is it the need to be comfortable? I think it's the need to know. Sometimes you're too fearful to take the leap because you don't know what's going to happen. You're afraid of being tired for the next day. You're afraid that you're not going to have enough energy to get back on to the regular schedule. It's a fear. And that fear makes you stay in the same spot. If you stand still, the universe is always moving. Everything is vibrating. But if you stand still, anything that stands still is dead. The entire universe is vibrating, whether it's fast, slow, everything solid, everything has its own vibration, it's moving. If it stands still, it doesn't exist. If you stand still, you don't exist. Now, you know you gotta move. You can either move side to side, you can move backwards, or you can move forwards.
Make a choice. I wanna move forward. I'm not here to dance around. I don't want to go backwards. I know what's to the side of me. I know what's behind me. I'm tired of knowing. I want to do something that I don't know yet. I want to do something new. I want to experience something new. Are you prepared to change, Bill? You talk about all this wanting something new, What do you want? You can get a new situation. You can get a whole new situation. It's a lot of new situations out here. There's a lot of ways to get a new situation. Which situation you want? You said you want to move forward. Okay, it's a lot of different ways to move forward. You can move. You can move diagonally forward. You can move 30 degrees. You can 60 degrees. You can 90 degrees. Which forward do you want? Now you got choices. What determines the best forward for you? What are the elements that determines the best forward for you? Even if you just think. Even if you think about what you want. You think about the right choice. Even if you thought about it. You thought about how to do it. Even if you can't do it today, but you thought about it. You wrote it down. You've moved forward. Straight forward. I know it's the fact that you've tried to move forward sometimes and you've made the wrong mistake because you went too fast on the wrong idea and it ends up not being the right idea, but you thought it was the right idea. And then you're just in this space and now you don't know where forward is anymore because what you thought was forward is now side to side. Your compass is messed up. You lost it. And now you don't know where's north, south, east, west. I know that fear. I know that's on your mind. You're not there anymore. You experienced that for a reason. You know how you got there. Stop thinking about going back there. Anticipation. What are you anticipating? What are you anticipating? Are you anticipating your fear or your success? The things you're afraid of, they're not here right now. So what are you going to do right now? Make a choice.